7.3. Eat your way to better health.
Radio City. It's the Big Breakfast Show with Mike Martin.
Good morning, America. I'm Mike Martin, and what a lovely morning it is here today with the sun shining, and doesn't it just feel so good to be alive? Don't you feel great? Well, if you don't, then listen up, because today's topic is how to live a better and healthier life. Joining us here in the studio to start things off, we have expert Sonia Tarrington from the University of California's Nutrition Research Center. Hi, Sonia. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Glad to be here.
Sonia, your job title is nutritionist. Now, what on earth do you do?
Well, a nutritionist is basically a food scientist. That means I examine the effect food has on our bodies.
So you mean you find out what is in, say, an apple that makes it a healthy food to eat?
More or less, Mike. You see, unhealthy eating causes all kinds of health problems, such as obesity and even heart disease. It's an area the government is very interested in now, as it has to spend millions of dollars every year fighting these problems. That's why programs like the University of California's Nutrition Research Center were set up. We hope to show people how to eat themselves to better health.
Eat yourself to better health. That sounds too good to be true. Shouldn't we be dieting or something?
Not necessarily. You really don't have to go on a diet to eat healthily. You can eat just as much as before, but by choosing the right combination of foods, then you'll become healthier.
Great. Can you give poor slobs like me any details here, Sonia?
Sure. The best thing you can probably do is add one extra vegetable to your main meal. Oh, and always cook vegetables by stir-frying. It's quick and easy, plus they keep their goodness.
Great advice. And I guess people like me who tend to snack on chocolate and cakes should swap to, say, fruit and health bars instead, right?
That's right. There's really no trick to it. It's just common sense.
So why do people like you get such huge salaries? Only joking, Sonia. Seriously, though, the message is keep away from fries and burgers?
Yes, and red meat. White meat, such as chicken or pork, is far healthier.
And my mom always said you should grill meat, too. Is that right?
Yes. Grilling removes more fat. You see...
And what about fish? My mom always made us eat fish on Fridays. Was she right? I hated fish.
Your mom was right again, Mike. At least once or twice a week, you should eat fish. It's full of goodness and very easy to digest.
Okay then, Sonia. So, are you telling us that lots of fresh fruit, veg, and healthy things like that will make us live longer?
Well, the statistics suggest yes. You'll live a longer and healthier life. In fact, some research shows that eating more fruit and vegetables can reduce your risk of cancer by as much as 20%.
Amazing. Well, we'll be back with Sonia right after the ads.